Spring break conjures images of college kids partying in Cancun. But for some students, this week off is spent doing community service. WPSU's Lindsay Whistle Fenton recently went along on a Penn State alternative break trip and explored the impact this program has on the student volunteers and the communities they serve.
He said that we'll be like engaging in activities like right off the bat.
A group of Penn State students are gathered in the dining area of the Church Mission Center that will be their home for the next 6 days. After taking a day to recover from the 14-hour drive from State College to Atlanta, Shreya Sundar, a biomedical engineering major and one of the student leaders on the trip, tells the group what they can expect in the week ahead.
As we mentioned yesterday, there are going to be classes, and there's going to be working in the shop. And we're going to do rotations in groups, but you're going to get a little taste of like everything they do at IRC.
The IRC stands for the International Rescue Committee. Duncan De La Feld, the volunteer coordinator at the IRC's Atlanta office, explains the organization's role in the refugee resettlement process.
Our role takes over at baggage claim. So we are there to meet incoming refugee families and individuals and to get them from that point to a point of self-sufficiency.
Throughout the week, the students rotate through volunteer stations that assist with things like English classes and childcare.
I hung out with babies, other refugees at the daycare, got threw up on a few times.
Teon Walters is a legal studies major at Penn State. He spent some of his time working in the Shop of Hope,
which is kind of like a thrift store, but it's free, where refugees come in to shop and pick up things for their home or clothing or book bags for their kids, things like that.
Megan Stevenson, a biobehavioral health major and one of the other student leaders on the trip, says it was hard to watch refugees come in and try to gather everything they need in the 7 minutes they're given to shop.
I guess just like if you had to reduce your humanity to like 7 minutes and like grab your life in that amount of time, I don't know. I think that has been kind of profound to me.
Stevenson says the optimism of the refugees she's worked with is moving. Criminology major Shania Anderson agrees. She's seen that optimism while tutoring in one of the English classes.
These are people who have every right to be upset and angry with their circumstances, but come in each morning with the biggest smiles, and they're eager to learn, and they sharpen their pencils, and they say, okay, teacher, like, let's start.
All right, everybody, please put your hands on the table.
Above the table. Below the table.
When they get something that I'm trying to teach them and it makes sense to them, the smiles that are on their faces, unlike anything else that I've really seen.
Brush teeth and shower. Take shower. Those are routines.
Walters is impressed by how dedicated the refugees are to their studies.
Even when they had the opportunity to leave early, they were like, no, I want to stay and learn. I was like, what? It's Friday. They're like, no, let's stay and learn. And I was like, wow, these guys are not joking. They actually really, really want to learn this stuff.
De La Feld says this type of volunteerism gives the staff at the IRC the opportunity to catch up on some of their other work, and that there are other benefits too.
We have the opportunity to educate people who will then take this knowledge of what defines a refugee, who these people truly are, those personal experiences, and spread that all over the country and sort of help increase awareness about the community that we serve.
Before heading back to State College, Walters offers one final reflection.
I feel like we made a difference. So yeah, I think Penn State made an impact in Atlanta this week.
For WPSU, I'm Lindsay Whistle Fenton.